This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Rachelle Olson has worn a number of hats at the Star Tribune. Now she's a columnist. She's offering up her opinions on a variety of topics, including today. But I wanted to circle back to her coverage of the governor of the state, which she has been a part of from the start. And the governor making news today in kind of a unique way. Rachelle joins the conversation on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Fabulous, thanks.
The spokesperson for the governor issues this statement. He, referring to the governor, he loves his job as governor, and he's exploring the possibility of another term to continue his work to make Minnesota the best state in the country for kids. So instead of any more speculation on running for Senate, that ends in a statement from the governor's office. What do you think about how this message was delivered, first of all?
Well, I mean, they deliver messages any which way they feel like. I mean, I think it's less strange than a couple weeks ago when Senator Smith announced that she wouldn't be running for re-election, and rather than actually make a statement, somebody close to the governor leaked his "I'm considering a run" to Politico, mm-hmm. a national outlet,
yes.
instead of perhaps conversing with the local media that covers him
yes.
for the voters of Minnesota. So kind of odd, sure, but maybe tell us whether you're going to run for governor while you're at it, a third term.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know, crazy concept, make this announcement, answer some questions from the local media. So I feel like you have a good pulse on the individual, the office, the vice presidential run where you were right there day in and day out. Why do you think he looked around, took the temperature, and decided this is not the pond I'm jumping into?
Well, okay, I wasn't there day in and day out. I wasn't, like, with him the whole time.
I think you were there in the hotel rooms, too, like in the lobbies. You were everywhere. That's what I'm going with. I'm going
okay,
with you were
well,
constantly there.
In spirit, sure. But
yes.
well, I mean, I think it was always, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, I don't know that anybody seriously thought he was interested in running for the U.S. Senate. It's obviously, I mean, he is. Everybody who's in office wants to be a U.S. senator, more or less. I guess I'm exaggerating, but it's a sweet gig, right? It's a plum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
yep.
major deal to be one of 100 U.S. senators. One or two for Minnesota. So you're crazy not to sort of think about it when the job opens. So
I mean, it's not hosting a noon to three show on CCO radio. Let's not go that far.
Right. And the John Schuster, whatever, happy hour, whatever.
Coldwell Banker Hotline, yeah.
Okay. But so you kind of, I think there's always an element of you want your name to be in there. You want people to be talking about it. I mean, you saw that when she first announced. We heard from a lot of people saying they were getting a lot of encouragement to run, but how many of them will actually yes. run? And then in contrast, you saw Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. She was ready to go. She, you know, put out an announcement right away, and she's ever since then even been acting like a candidate. So, I mean, you want to be in the mix. You're a politician. You're elected statewide. You want people to keep your name top of mind. So I think that's a big part
Here's
of it.
Here's why. Yeah, it's for sure ego. Here's why I thought it had some merit. It's tough to run for the same office three mm-hmm. times.
Definitely.
And we know there has been some level of blowback, not just from Republicans, but from some of the folks in the middle on, did the trifecta in the previous term go too far? So could he say, okay, I'm going to switch over to this Senate seat, and I'm going to take away some the Governor Walz fatigue, and I can go back to D.C., where he was in Congress before. It's not like he's never been to D.C. And then the question would have been, well, is he going to D.C. to be the moderate senator, like the moderate congressman he was, or is he still more of the further-leaning left governor that he has become the last few years?
Well, those are really good points. But I think one thing that people don't always think about is the governor's position, that's an executive position. You're one of yes. one. You're the governor. You come from Congress, and I think a lot of people who are in the House would tell you that's a really tough slog. That's a grind. You don't have, you know, how many years it takes, 40 years to get seniority there or something like that. It's just crazy. There's so many of them, and it's hard to get anything done. The Senate, you can get more done, but you're also not one of one. You're not an executive. I mean, it looks similar, but they're not necessarily the same job, and they're different skills. But I do agree with what you said about the fatigue, and it's not just about Walz or whether people like him or don't. It is hard to run for, it is hard to get elected mm-hmm. to a third term
yep.
for anyone. And so
but I think
he has to be thinking about that.
Yeah, I think he is. But I think there are a lot of people listening right now, fair or not, who see this statement, read the story in your paper, the Star Tribune, and think, okay, this means it's an automatic, he's running for the governor's position for a third time. When you know people feel that way, as someone who has some good information, where do you think we're at in him deciding on that decision?
I would say he's getting closer. I mean, I guess I would say I would be surprised if he doesn't run for a third term at this point. I would be surprised
I'm
if he
you.
Doesn't. He's fundraising quite a bit. I mean, I got a fundraising notification today, and I do not give him money, but for whatever reason, I get these. And I know he's been holding in-person fundraisers since the turn of the year without, and a lot of them don't say, I'm running for governor, or I'm running for this, or I'm raising money for someone else. So he's definitely leaving his options open, but he's also definitely raising money. So I think he also it's hard, and it's going to be hard for him as we talked about getting a third term. But I think he also wants to stay in office to keep a high public profile. You know, you can go on MSNBC or CNN or whatever as the governor of Minnesota. It's a little more cachet than the former governor who's
yes.
doing I don't know what now, you know.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
That is 100%. Two last points with Rochelle Olson, who's tremendous at what she does at the Star Tribune. Another column that you can consume today, StarTribune.com. I also, I want you, after we're done with Rochelle, I want you to text in 651-461-9226 your one-word reaction to the news that Tim Walz is not running for the Senate seat. One word. Okay, let's go back to your column on Walz a couple weeks ago where I can sum it up as this. Tim, put the loss behind you. Let's go. Jump back into this seat. It's important. You matter as governor. Get involved. Do you see any signs that he's more involved now than he was two, 3 weeks ago?
Not necessarily. Now, granted, I'm not with him 24/7, but I have continued to hear grousing from some quarters, especially in the legislature, both on both sides of the aisle, of people who want to engage with him or talk with him and haven't gotten anywhere on that regard. I'm sure they'll counter, oh, he talks to so-and-so, you know, he's constantly meeting with so-and-so. But I definitely think, I mean, you're the governor. You have a unique ability to set the agenda and use the bully pulpit. And I'm not seeing a lot of enthusiasm from him for doing that. I mean, you know, do you live here too? Are you seeing it?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I thought he was much more visible other years. 100%.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I mean, and like, well, again, I compare it to previous governors. I mean, I was here for the last 2 years of Governor Arne Carlson's term, and I assure you, he was highly engaged.
Oh, yeah.
And reading every word of everything we ever wrote, you know.
I mean, yes.
So he always knew what was going on. And I just don't have that sense, the same sense. And granted, people have different approaches to the office, but.
Last thing, and this is a federal. The White House, what's the name of your dog, by the way?
Duke,
excellent, solid.
Not for the school. I went to Kansas. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, you're used to Duke beating Kansas, so maybe that's why.
Nice.
The White House announced yesterday that going forward, they will pick out the reporters for the press pool, for the smaller press pool, not the White House Press Association, whether it's in the standard briefing or in the Oval Office or on Air Force One, the White House itself, the White House that's bragging about transparency and freedom of speech and First Amendment, they're now going to pick the individuals in the press who get to ask the president questions. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is horrifying. And I mean, everybody says it all the time now, but also Orwellian. I mean, they're, part of the reason for this is because the Associated Press wouldn't go with their one-sided name change of the Gulf of Mexico. And I also worked for the Associated Press for 8 years. And I mean, people there take their journalism very seriously. It's absolutely horrifying because, as we know, you can anger a politician with a simple sentence. And once they're angry at you and they want to shut you out, I mean, my gosh, that's just goes against any notion of a free press. It's absolutely 100%. Terrifying.
Could not
and
agree
it's not
with you
gonna,
more.
They're not going to dial it back. I suspect it's just they're going to clamp down more, make it harder to get access.
And it's trouble. You don't get to pick who asks you questions. You can if you go on talk shows and things like that, but the normal day-to-day, and by the way, you should go on talk shows where they push you too, but the normal day-to-day, that needs to be a cross-section of media, not the White House picking who's most favorable to them. All right,
right.
Give Duke a treat. Thank you so much. we'll reach out again.
All right.
Rochelle Olson, columnist, Star Tribune. What is your one-word reaction to the governor of the state, Tim Walz, looking at an open Senate seat and saying, nah, I'm not running for it? What is your one-word reaction to that? 651-461-9226.